We've come together for the celebration memorial with the common denominator of our great love for Jack Coleman. And as I look around the audience tonight, I see so many facets of his life. Some of those that he was in combat with in World War II, that beloved 585th Ambulance Company, the 2nd Platoon. And how often I'd hear him say, in times like that, they're more than brothers. There's a lot of voice students here. And I suspicion that when you heard about Jack, the next time you did your 3-tone, 5-tone, or 9-tone scales, instead of la-la-las, there were some lumps in your throat. And there's many from productions and musicals. So many of our support groups, people from Walt Disney Music. And it's so great that we can be together to honor someone very special. I was only with Jack for 11 years. 6 of the years were very much in the fast lane. The deadlines, getting to the music engravers, the trips, all the things that go with music. The last 5 years very much often have been slowed to a halt. And yet through it all, there's been that magnificent thread of the loving kindness and the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. About 10 months ago, we were reading the book of Habakkuk together in the Old Testament. And in the 3rd chapter, we read about the prophet of God, the man of God, who had been foretold that a lot of destruction was going to come. And he responded this way, that though he had to quietly wait for the distress that would be coming, still he would exalt in the Lord his God. He would praise and give thanks and rejoice because God would give him strength. And that night we talked most of the night, wondering if 5 years ago, if we had seen in a video what was going to transpire in our lives for the next 5 years, if like the man of God, we could have responded like that too, to exalt, to sing praise, to be grateful. And then we kept thinking that Jack was going to be well again. We were sure of it. And we'd often work on our faith if you can do that. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith being defined as an action based upon a belief supported by the confidence that God does what he says. Because the Bible says in Psalms 119, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In the Old Testament, again, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do, or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? And we talk about faith, and though so often our faith would be full of holes, we'd reflect about the different people in the Bible. And because we somewhat live in a generation where people want instant miracles and where we really get excited about miracles, and we started to realize that most of the Bible had been written in times of captivity, when there was flood and famine and war, that the miracles just dotted the surface of things. There wasn't a lot about the kingdom years. And yet again, the faithfulness of God. And one night when we were studying together Hebrews 11, we posed the question almost simultaneously together, but what happens when there is no miracle? What happens when there is no miracle? And Hebrews 11 records all those tremendous things that happened. Remember the Red Sea parts, men were resurrected from the dead, all those things. But we kept reading and we came almost to the end of the chapter and something stopped us that night where it said, some people the world wasn't worthy of, and they didn't receive the promise. And we thought how sad that was, not to receive the promise, because we were all always looking for that ultimate promise of Jack being completely well. And we held on to the marvelous verses like, behold, I will bring health and healing and an abundance of peace, that I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. from Acts 3:16, on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has healed this man. And the strength that comes through him has given to him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And we really believed those things. But this said, some didn't obtain the promise because there was a better way. And we'd speculate about the better way, because what's better than a miracle? And then we thought, there is something better than a miracle. Elohim, God the Creator that can recreate. Emmanuel, God with us, just as personal as our own signatures. Jehovah God and all the names of God. And we thought, it's pretty silly just to look for miracles when you can know the source of miracles, because in him and through him and to him are all things. And it was very much on that basis that in the last months, we've looked for the miracle, but also looked to the source of the miracles. We had it all planned the way we were going to celebrate the day that Jack woke up completely whole. We weren't sure if we were going to Laguna, to the boathouse for breakfast, and then out to the glider port, and then on a plane to Switzerland, because that was like his second country. But whatever we would have done, the cornerstone and centerpiece of that celebration would have been the goodness of God. When I took him to the doctor on the 4th of June, it's the most fragile that I'd ever seen him, yet his spirit was really high. When the doctor said we'd have to go into the intensive care unit at the hospital, that was okay because we'd done that before a lot of times. Three times before, in the last 5 years, I've been told by very competent medical people that Jack wouldn't survive more than a day or two, and we were getting used to it. And we were just convinced that, again, God was going to show off. So I took him out of the doctor's office and put him in the car, and I said, now, Jack, we're going into intensive care. He said, I know, but Sarah, dear, do you think we could stop and get a hot dog first? And we did. We got a hot dog and an ice cold Coke. And then we went into the hospital. Neither of us were fearful, because we know that God is on the corner before we are. We know with a Christian that the future is past. And just because God doesn't act sometimes doesn't mean that God is not able to act. But I was also stunned when on that morning of June 6th, when I had the joy of holding him in those last few moments, and he came awake out of an unbelievable sleep and was just as sharp as could be, and then fell back asleep. And then there was this just unbelievable, very, very bright light on his face, and I thought from the nurse's station they were putting a light on him, but I realized he wasn't breathing. And I said, now, Lord, you know, here we are. Here's another miracle. But we didn't have it this time. Some didn't obtain the promise, but there was a better way. As I went out to the car, I was thinking about the better way, not accepting it very well, and the promises that we had had that I will bring health and healing. And I thought, wait a minute, they've been fulfilled because Jack is whole. He is at peace. And as I got to the car, I noticed that his flight jacket was over my arm. And as I was fumbling with my keys, I just had to stop for a minute and really laugh through the teardrops. Because I thought of another June 6th when we'd gotten in the car and we were on our way out to the glider port. And as we were going out, and Jack had that unbelievable, infectious kind of optimism, as you know. Driving down the Riverside Freeway, he looked up and he said, Sarah, it's a lenticular cloud. He said, today I'll get all the lift I need. And I rejoiced with him, sort of. And as we got out a little bit closer, he says, you know, I want to get my diamond soaring badge. That's made up of altitude, that's made up, you know, of distance, and that's made up of duration. You have to stay up more than 5 hours in the glider. He says, this is the day. So we got out there and he checked in, and at 12 o'clock, as I was running the wing of the plane for him, he took off. The only problem is all the other planes were coming down that day. The pilots called it a toboggan slide ride day. But it was 3 o'clock and Jack still wasn't down. But then I looked up and I saw a speck in the sky and I ran to get him a Coke and tore out to the line, but it wasn't Jack. At 4 o'clock, I repeated the same scenario, but it wasn't Jack. And then the tow pilot came in and said, I saw him over Hemet, Sarah. I think he's gonna make it. Everybody else is in sync today, but Jack is in lift. Jack lived in lift. And I'll never forget at 5:30 when I looked up and saw that speck and it was the only plane that wasn't in. And I tore to the Coke machine and went out to the line. And I heard the shoosh go by of the plane. And then he came down with a whisper soft landing on a very bumpy airstrip at Lake Elsinore. And as he rolled out, stopped and opened the canopy, there was that world-class grin that he had so often. Sarah, I gotta tell you, 5 hours, 35 minutes, and at 10,250 feet, it's like I was on the rim of eternity, the doorstop of heaven. And oh, the peace. And I thought of Jack's song that so often I loved. He stands in celestial majesty, holding the rim of space. He stands at the door of every heart, offering peace and grace. I heard that story so many times, almost as many times as we saw the movie Patton. But you know, every time that song came back into my heart. I'm glad that we went to the hospital with Jack wearing his flight jacket. Neither of us knew that this would be the ultimate flight. But this time when he touched down, it wasn't on a bumpy airstrip, but it was on streets of gold. And this time he wasn't met by a simple wife with an ice cold Coca-Cola, but he was met by Jesus who said, Jack, you're not gonna thirst again because you've believed that I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never, never die. What happens when there is no miracle? We know the source of miracles. Jack died having obtained the promise. For him, it's the better way because he's in the land of the living. And though it's through the pain and the tears that we feel and the unbelievable loss, our only response can be great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. We must sing praise, give thanks unto the Lord our God.